victory, 24-6. The Texans take care of the Saints, and because of that, you get a free 20-ounce Texans slush at participating Sonic locations on Tuesday. Let's find out how it all happened, and we'll go inside the locker room for the Sonic game recap.
Him using his escapability and your mental clock going off,
yeah,
making something out of nothing. Some thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's playing football. That's just being a football player. And, you know, I knew it was, the ball was supposed to come out quick. And then when it didn't come out, I turned around kind of and just got to the flat.
That one play where you had a 30-yard catch, he threw the ball. There was nobody within about 10 or 15.
I know. I tried to cover up the ball, make sure no one was – I see you. Make sure nobody was right next to me, punch the ball out, and just got upfield, tried to split the defense.
Felt good, you know, just to be back out there with the guys, man. These guys been playing great, you know, the last 4 weeks. You know, to get back out there in the mix, you know, and to be a piece to the puzzle today to, you know, help the guys out, you know, for us as a defense, as a team, to go out there and get the win was definitely big for us.
Tickets with the interception, I guess, Jadavian, he tried his best to get out of your way.
I mean, I just had a chance to make a play on the ball, and, you know, in those type of situations, you know, I think as a defense, you know, we've been making those plays lately, you know, and for me to be able to make that play was definitely big for us as a defense and driving the ball in the red zone, you know, that would kind of separates, you know, good defense from, you know, kind of mediocre defense. You know, we've definitely been playing at a high level lately, you know, and I just wanted to come back today and, like I said, be a piece of the puzzle, man. Just keep this thing going.
Everybody goes out to practice with a lot of energy. I mean, I think the biggest thing is everybody's having fun. I mean, everybody's out there competing and just having fun and just enjoying the game.
What happened from a month ago? Well, no one was having fun. What happened internally?
I think after the bye week, we came back and OB told us, gave us a speech before we left for the bye and just told us, get your mindset. I think everybody came back with the mindset like we're going to just put that the first half of the season behind us and take the second half and just start over. And like it's a new slate. And I think everybody's doing that, just taking this first half as this second half as a new season and just taking it one game at a time.
Focus more on the small things, you know. Guys are making tackles, you know, in critical situations. Guys are, you know, pressuring the quarterback, playing tight end coverage, understanding certain situations. We're not giving up deep balls. Guys are challenging the routes. So as a collective group overall, and I think Coach Romeo is doing a great job of making the calls.
When you hold them without a touchdown, how good does that feel, walking off the field knowing that you guys didn't give them a touchdown?
It's a great feeling. I think even more, you know, to that, you know, they had that 6 points, I think, early in the first or second quarter. And I think guys, you know, was aware of that. We wasn't really thinking about it, but at the same time, we kept telling ourselves we can't give up a touchdown and give those guys more life to get back in this game.
Coach talked about coming out here starting out fast, and that's exactly what we did. We came out, we executed very well. Defense shut it down out there, and we did our part.
You felt probably an urgency today that you might not feel against every team, knowing what that offense is capable of doing. You felt like you had to get a leg up on them. Really important today, right?
Yeah, you know, we don't want to get the ball in number nine's hands. He's very good over there with that offense. As you can see, he has a history of just doing well over there. So our defense did a great job today. And on our side of the ball, there's some things we could do better. But I think we ended the game great on that last four-minute drive. And then we definitely put up enough points today to win.
You guys have gone 18 quarters now and given up two touchdowns. What's different with you guys lately?
Playing together. We're playing complimentary football. I said last week, we just need to keep feeding off each other and coming together and making plays.